You mean where? In this state?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean this state?
Yeah, well, you mentioned a lot of them as you went along.
Okanogan, Durant, and Idabel, and Saliso. Of course, then you mentioned these big ones down here, Bartlesville.
Oh, I want to tell you a funny thing that happened to me. Here I was down from Michigan, and I got a call from the dean of men's office. And he said he'd like to have someone to call names at graduation for him. Here were all these students going to graduate, and had to have somebody call the name of the student and call the name of the place where he lived. And somehow or other he got me, and there I was with names like Okima.
Yeah.
And I think the first time, I was so embarrassed afterwards, I think I said Okima half a dozen times. All those poor people from there must have thought that they had a bunch of idiots at that university. But the next time, I was a little better. I asked President Wilhelm how to pronounce some of these, and he tipped me off.
Yeah.
You know that this one, V-I-C-I? Vice-I?
Yeah. Who's that at?
I think it's out in the Panhandle or out that way someplace. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's where it is.
I never did know there's a Panama, Oklahoma, that I sold a lot out here to a preacher Panama. It's down south, down towards, where's the... Tuberculosis asylum.
Oh, I know. Muskogee?
No, it's down about, I can take that. It's way down southeastern part of the state.
See, I got a letter from a man down there.
Oh, did you?
There was an article in the papers on this project, and evidently they published it in his paper, and he sent me a letter and said, I think this is a fine work. I was so proud. Let's see, in Kansas, the big city in Kansas is...
Kansas City, Kansas.
Yeah, and then Kansas City, Kansas. And then
Wichita is the next biggest one.
Uh-huh. In Missouri.
That's St. Louis.
Uh-huh, and up in Illinois.
Let's see. And Springfield.
Yeah. And let's see, where they have the big stockyards up there, right on...
In Chicago.
I was up there for 2 years going to school.
Were you?
Up on the north part, up at Evanston. I went to Northwestern University for a couple of years. And I thought I was going to freeze to death there. You know, I guess I liked that city, though.
Did you?
I thought I'd never like a city.
I guess that amphitheater where the Republicans had their convention there, where they have them, the international stock show, I guess that's an open building. It's a big one, yeah, down by the stockyard somewhere.
I never got down in there.
Well, it's new. It hadn't been built in years, but it's an open building. It took an open building to hold that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people there.
I watched the Democrats. I didn't watch the Republicans. Well, you didn't either, I know, because I was here.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see, down south of here, there's Muskogee, and any other city?
McAllister, down south.
Uh-huh. And, let's see, that town, an old town, I think.
Maybe Tahlequah. That used to be the capital. You know.
Is that right?
Yeah, Tahlequah is capital in Cherokee Nation.
I didn't know
that. Yeah, it's one of those towns down there.
You know, I should get an informant from there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Do you know any old people down that way?
No, I did, but they've left there. Tahlequah would be a place for you to go on Fort Gibson. Fort Gibson's where Washington and Irving started, you know. Of course, that tour of the prayer, you read that book, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Tahlequah's an old place.
Huh.
Yeah, it's old.
I heard it's a very pretty town.
Oh, it is. It's a school town, too. Yeah. Seminary there, female cemetery.
Uh-huh. Now they've got teachers' college there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they got teachers' college.
Yeah, I was surprised at the way that Oklahoma City stole the capital from Guthrie.
Yeah.